Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Ayin Zayin. We'll be starting from the brand new Mishnah at the very top of the Omer. We're learning today Le'ili Nismas, Herman M. Friedman, Tzvi Elimelech ben Avram, Leon Ferdman, Yehudalei ben Ze'ev HaKohen, and Perla Topiel. They don't have her Hebrew name. We also continue to learn for continued Hatzlacha to all the Kochos HaBitochon and the Chayils of Tzahal. They should be safe and successful in everything that they do, protecting all of Klal Yisrael, Refu Shleima to all those in need, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should speedily and healthily and quickly return all the Shvuyim. Yes, Hashem, there should be peace in Klal Yisrael. Okay, we pick up Ayin Zayin and Medal at the very top of the new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Bas Cholo Zohar, if a male Cholo, I'm not sure why it says the word Cholo Zohar, because it's obviously, if it's a Cholo, it's a Zohar. Interesting question. Anyway, the daughter of a Cholo, of a male Cholo, who was the product of a illegitimate relationship between a Kohen and a woman, so then, for example, his mother was a Grusha, his father was a Kohen, so he's a Cholo, so his daughter is also a Chalola. Psula min hakuhuna liolam, forever, for all generations down, which the Gemara will explain exactly what this means. So his daughter is also a chalola. He's a chalol, and his daughter will be a chalola for all generations going forward. Yisrael shenasa chalola, however, a Yisrael that marries this chalola, so then, bito kishera lakuna, his daughter will in fact be an eligible woman to marry a Kohen. Assuming, again, this is a Yisrael marrying her, not a Kohen. If a Kohen were to marry her, so then the child would be a Chalol or a Chalala. But here, a Yisrael marries a Chalala, and the Yisraelim are a Mikvatara over here for the Chalala woman. So the Tana of Amishta tells us that if a Yisrael marries the Chalala, the child, if it's a girl, is going to be permissible to go and marry a Kohen. And likewise, Cholol shenosa bas Yisrael, and if a Cholol marries a bas Yisrael, so then bito psula lakuna. In this situation, where the Cholol marries the bas Yisrael, the previous case was the Yisrael marries a Cholola, then the child is good. But here, the Cholol marries a bas Yisrael, so his impurity in lineage is transmitted to his daughter, and she's psula lakuna, and the Gemara will explain this a little bit more. Again, some of this seems to be somewhat repetitive, and the Gemara will explain that as well. Now, we have three different opinions coming up now in terms of the following scenario with a ger. Rav Yehuda Omer, bas ger zohar. Again, I'm not sure why it adds the word zohar, because a ger by definition is a zohar. So bas ger zohar kibas cholo zohar. So the same rules, Rav Yehuda says, apply to the daughter of a ger as applied to the daughter of a cholo. Just like in the Mishnah, we just said that the bas cholo, that girl that is the product of the cholo and another woman, so that daughter is a chalala and is psula lakuna, so too is the daughter of a ger who marries a Jewish woman, according to Rav Yehuda, has the same halacha and is pesula likuhuna. That's the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Rashi points out, however, according to the opinion of Rav Yehuda, so the other way around would not be a psul. Maskul bas gerzoch, he says, avo bas giores, the daughter of a giores, who marries a Yisrael. So ksheira, their daughter is good. And the more we'll explain all of this, when we get to the Gemara. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, he says, Yisrael shenosu giyores, if a Yisrael marries a giyores, so bito kshera lakuna, the daughter is permissible to marry to the kuna. The giyores' status is not transmitted down to the daughter. And so too, if ger shenosu bas Yisrael, bito kshera lakuna as well. So either way, if one of the parents is a ger or a giyoret, and the other one is kosher, either a Yisrael or a bas Yisrael, so then the child will not be psul lakuna. So he disagrees with Rav Yehuda in this respect, at least partially. Now, he does say, however, avo ger shenosa giyores, if both parents are giyorim, if the father is a ger and the mother is a giyoret, so then bito psul lakuna. Then Rav Elazar ben Yaakov agrees that that child is psula to marry a kohen. And this is true, echod ger, the echod avodim mishuchorim, if the parents, both of them, are gerim or avodim mishuchorim, either an eved kenani that was mishuchor or shivcho kenanis that was mishuchoreres, so if both parents are gerim or avodim mishuchorim, so then their children will all be psula lakuna, afilu ad yud doros, and this will continue even for 10 generations, that psul doesn't go away, until Akshate imo miyisrael, until either the mother, we say over here, but the same thing would apply to the father, the Mepharshim should bring down, if either the mother or the father is a pure Yisrael or Yisraelis, so then this pagam of the ger status goes away. That's the opinion of Lez ben Yaakov. Finally, the opinion of Yossi. Yossi Omer, he disagrees. He says, Av ger shenasa geros. He's the most lenient opinion in the sense that they're kosher. He says, even if you have a ger, perfectly good ger, who marries a perfectly good giyaris, so their child, their daughter, Bito Ksheru Lekuna, is perfectly permissible to go lichatchila and go and marry a kohen. So, we have these three opinions, and the Gemara will now discuss this entire Mishnah. Gemara starts off and says, why did it have to say li'olam? We had at the very beginning, bas cholo zohar psula menakula li'olam. If the daughter of a cholo is ineligible to marry a kohen, psula, so why did it have to say li'olam? That will always be the daughter of the cholol, so she's going to continuously have this. Why did it have to tell us it was li'olam, forever? It says, no, there is a chiddush over here. Ma'o detema, I might have thought, mi di dehava a mitzri v'adomi. I might have thought that the din here is similar to the din of a mitzri and a domi, that it only goes ador shlishi. And therefore, I might have saw ma lahalon. Now, we have the girsa li'achar shlosh adoros. Some have ad shlosh adoros as the girsa. So, until the third generation, meaning a mitzri Adomi Rishon or Mitzri Adomi Sheni, they're possible of Olikal, but the third generation, Dor Shlishi, is permissible. So I might have thought the same thing applies over here by the Cholol. Avkan, Nami Liacha Shlosha Doros, I might have thought in this situation as well that the Bas Cholol Zohar in the third generation would be permissible, Lakuna. So therefore, Avkan, Nami Liacha Shlosha Doros, it would be permissible, Kamash Vulon. So the Mishnah is teaching us Li'olam to tell us that that's not true. Now, it was somewhat repetitive. So the Gemara says, Yisrael shenasa chalala. If Yisrael marries a chalala, we said in that situation, the child, the girl produced from that marriage, is muteres lekuhuna. She's ksheira lekuhuna. So how do we know that? So the Gemara says, minohani mili. What's the source for this? So Amar of Yochanan, and the Girsa that we have is Mishum Rabbi Shimon, but on the side, in the Masoras Shas, he says that the Girsa should be Rabbi Yishmael. We often find that Rabbi Yochanan says things in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. In any event, Rabbi Yochanan tells us he didn't hear it directly from Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shmuel. It mentioned many times also, Mishum means that he heard it from someone else or heard it from someone else. And eventually, the din was brought down in the name of the Tana. So Rabbi Yochanan said this either in the name of Rabbi Shimon or in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Based upon the pasuk, it tells us, Namar Khan, it tells us in regards to the Kohen Gadol, but the same din applies, we learn out through Psukim, to a regular Kohen. Then he's not allowed to go and be below Yechalel Zaro Biyamov. He's not allowed to go and make Chol, in other words, to make profane, in other words, to make them into psula lakuna, he shouldn't go into a marriage that will cause his children, his progeny, to be psulim lakuhuna. And then it also says, it says as well, lo yitama bal biyamav. Now this is gzeira shava. We had lo yichalel zaro biyamav and lo yitama bal biyamav. This is talking about when the kohen married somebody that he wasn't allowed to marry. So normally kohen's allowed to get tamei for the seven relatives, and one of those relatives is his wife. Rachman on the son, he loses his wife, he can go be mitami for her. However, if that marriage wasn't allowed, so then he's not allowed to be mitami. Lo yitami baal biyamav. So we have gzeira shava here, the word biyamav, biyamav. Lo yichalel zaro biyamav, lo yitama baal biyamav. So therefore, we learn out from this gzeira shava. Ma lahalin zchorim lo nekevos, just like the dinim of a tumah only apply to a male kohen and not to a female kohen, so too, the psul of their children, avkan zuchariv lo nikevos. So too, only when you have the Yisraelis, the girl is Yisraelis, and she marries the cholol, does the psul go to the children, to the daughter, she's psul lakuna, but the other way around, Yisrael shenosa chalola, so then that psul doesn't occur. So it's through this gzeira shava that we learn out, just like tumah only applies to the men, not the women, so too, the ability to create the daughter into a cholol only applies if the father is a cholol, but not if the mother is a chalola. Mora says, wait a second, elamayato, based upon what you're saying, so bito shel kohen gadol li'almana tishteri. So in that situation, are you telling me that the daughter of a relationship that was from a kohen gadol and an almana, which is of course prohibited, since the kohen gadol over here is perfectly fine, and it's only the woman who's now a chalala. So when she marries the kohen gadol, she becomes a chalala. So are you telling me tishteri that her daughter is good? That's not true. Her daughter is a chalala and isn't good. So Gemara says no. Miksiv beno. The pasuk doesn't say only his son. The pasuk says lo yichalel zaro biyamav, implying lo yichalel zaro biyamav, which implies both the boys and the girls are no good in this situation. So the son will be a halal, and the daughter will be a halala. Gemara says, then wait a second. So then, bas beno tishtere. So then, this should imply that, however, when he has a son, and then that son goes and marries a kosher woman, so then that daughter that they have from the marriage should be good, but that's not true. We just said li'olam, they're no good. So Gemara says, no. Ksiv lo yechalel zaro. It tells us over here he can't be mechalel his zaro. He can't turn his children into illegitimate children in terms of the kuna. So mekish zaro lo. So this pasuk teaches us that his child has the same status as he does. And just like mahu bita psula, just like he, if he has a marriage that's not legitimate, makes his daughter into psula lakuna, so too, af bino, his son, his zaro, will also make bito psula, will make his daughter psula, and this will go on li'olam forever. So where it says, so then the same thing should apply to his daughter's daughter. If you're telling us that this zaro goes on, make his zaro low, so then his zaro is also his daughter. Bas bito titzar. But we just pointed out, Yisrael shenosa chalola, the child, the girl that's born from that relationship, is muteris lekuhuna. So what's going on over here? So Gemara says, no, we have two things over here. We have the Gzei Rishav as well. Im Kain, if you're telling me that Bas Bito was Tissar, so then, Im Kain, Gzei Rishava, my highlight. Then, what will we learn after the Gzei Rishava of Lo Yichalel Zaro Biyamov, Lo Yitama Baal Biyamov? So the Gzei Rishava tells us to limit this din of Lo Yichalel Zaro to only the male descendants and not to the female descendants. And now we'll deal with the repetitious part of the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, Chalo Shenosa Bas Yisrael Bita Psula. We said, if the Chalo marries a Bas Yisrael, Bita Psula. Ha Tana Le Reisha. We already said that, however, in the very first part of the Mishnah, Bas Chalo Zohar Psula V'Nakuna Li'olam. So it's the same exact thing. In the situation where it's a male, Chalo, who's marrying a Bas Yisrael, so the girl is Psula. Why do you have to tell it to me twice? So Gemara says, no. I did the Tana Reisha Yisrael Shenosa Chalola, since it also taught us the other way around in the Reisha, so too over here, Tana Nami Sefer Cholo Shenosa Bas Yisrael. For parallelism, to keep the Mishnah talking about all the cases, even though it was obvious, we repeated it again, but not because it taught us any Chiddush. Now the Gemara tells us that our Mishnah, the author of our Mishnah, Masnisim Deloka Rabbi Dostoy Ben Yehuda, who we had previously, and we'll repeat his shita now. So our Mishnah is not in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Dostoy Ben Yehuda. What did he say? The Tanya. Rabbi Dostoy Ben Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Dostoy Ben Yehuda tells us, Kishem Shebnei Yisrael Mikva Tara L'Chalola. It's just like when a man who's a Kosher Yisrael marries a Chalola, their children, again, this man is a non-Kohen. If he's a Kohen and he marries a Chalola, then he has a problem. But if he's a regular Yisrael and he marries a Chalola, so the children are not Chalolim, so too, Kach Binos Yisrael, a Mikveh Taru L'Chalolim. If the man is a Chalol, so he marries a good Kosher, a Jewish girl, so then his children are Ois Chalolim. As opposed to Amish, which says that they are Chalolim, the opinion of Rabbi Dostoy ben Yehuda says, no, they're not. So he disagrees with Tanav HaMishnah. Why? My time with Rabbi Dostoy ben Rabbi Yehuda. What's his reasoning? So he bases upon the pasuk that says, Amakro, lo yichalel zaro bi'amav. So he says, the word isn't written, as Rashi points out, it doesn't say bi'amamav. It only says bi'amav. In Dibra Maskul bi'amav. Midalok siv bi'amamav. Mashma she'en zaru mechalel izbito, elokishuhu. In other words, sheshnehem chalolim. So from the fact that it doesn't say am amav, it says lo yichalel zaro bi'amav, it implies bi'am echad hu demechal. Only if it's a chalol marrying a chalala, is there going to be a psul in the children. But if either of the two is okay, there are mikveh tahara for the other one. So if either the mother is not a chalala, only the father, or if the mother is a chalala and the father is not. So then, in this situation, according to Rav Dostoy ben Yehuda, the children are not going to be chalalim. It's only if both parents are chalalim that the children are chalalim. Talmud Rabbanan the following braisa tells us lo yichalel zaro. Now that means ein li ela zaro. He atzmo minayin. So we know that if you have this illegitimate marriage between, let's say, the Kohen and the Gerusha, so then the children are Chalolim. But how do we know that this woman herself becomes a Chalola? If this was another type of Psula Reisha, the Gerusha is already Psula Lekuna, but if it wasn't such a situation, so how do we know that she is Psula, in fact, Lekuhuna herself? So the Gemara says to Kavachomer, I'm his Kavachomer. Mazaro shelo avar aveira mischalo. In this situation, so the Zaro is mischalo, and the Zaro didn't do anything, right? We always say the poor mamzer child, the mamzer's child, the poor halala child, they did nothing wrong. Gzeres HaKosev, that they have this status. They did nothing wrong. They weren't the one that sins. So if we go and, so to say, punish the child and make the child the Chalala, so Allah has Kama V'Kama, Kal V'Chomer, so he, Sha'avra Avera, the mother that did the Avera, the inappropriate marriage or relationship, Eino Din She Mischalala. So certainly, she should be Mischalala. So if the child who did nothing wrong is Mischalala, so then certainly the mother should be Mischalala. So where it says, Hu Asmi Yochiach, Shavar Ve'erven Mischala. So wait a second. By that reasoning, the Kohen should become a Chala too, but the Kohen doesn't become a Chala. It's somewhat of a paradox that when the Kohen has an illegitimate relationship, let's say with a Grusha, so she is punished, but he is not punished in that sense. He has to divorce her. He is forced to go and not live with her. Every second that they live together, he's over in Issa D'Oraisa. But at the same time, once he divorces her, so then he goes back to being a regular Kohen. So how can you tell me it's a Kal V'Chomer if the child is punished and certainly the parent who did the Aveira is punished? Here, the child is punished, but the person who did the Aveira, the Kohen as well as the woman, the Kohen's not punished at all. Shavar Aveira Ve'enu Mischalal. Shmuel says, no, that's not a raya. Because Ma'aluhu Shekein Enu Mischalal B'Kol Mokom. We never find that the Kohen loses his status. Even though the Kohen may have done terrible Aveiras, he is still a Kohen from birth, and he cannot lose that status. As long as it's his lineage before him was fine, and he's a born Kohen, a true, legitimate born Kohen, there's nothing that he can do to change that status. Under no circumstances, no matter who he marries, no matter what he does, he is always going to be a Kohen. Not a very good one, maybe, but he's always a Kohen. He never loses that status, and should he do tshuva, a real tshuva? So then he goes back and does the avoda. He goes back and becomes a full-fledged legitimate Kohen. So under no circumstances, now the Kohen, shekein ein mischal b'chomokum, he's never mischalo. So Tomer, are you going to tell me the same thing applies to the woman? No. B'hish mischalelis b'chomokum. She always loses her status to be k'sheri l'kuhuna. So the woman always loses her status, so therefore, that's not a problem. This kal v'chomer still is a good kal v'chomer. It says, however, if you don't want to accept this kal v'chomer, v'im nafshach lomer, I got a pasuk. On my craw, the pasuk says, lo yichalel zaro, which we can play on the words, lo yichalel, since we don't have dots in the Torah, so it could be pronounced, lo yichulal. In other words, there could be a shuruk over here instead of a patach, and therefore it could be pronounced lo yichulal, meaning zesh hayakasha, this woman who previously was ksheira, is now, by this inappropriate marriage with the Kohen, the inappropriate relation with the Kohen, v'nischalo, she becomes a chalala. So therefore, the woman herself, in addition to her progeny, she's becoming a chalala. Now, the Gemara says, why did you have to tell me v'im nafshach lomar, my im nafshach lomar, what was wrong with the kal v'chomer that we had? So Gemara says, v'chiteimo ikul mivrach, because in case you wanted to try to slug up the kal v'chomer in the following way, by saying, ma lezaro shekein yitziraso be'aveira, the child was never having a cheskes kashrus at all. He was born, so to say, in aveira, and from his moment of creation was a chalal, and therefore, maybe that's different than the mother who was born b'kashrus, and now arguably, you could say, shouldn't become a chalala. So therefore, in case you try to slug up the kal v'chomer, amakra, we have a pasuk, lo yichalo, lo yichulo. So we darshan the pasuk, zeshaya kosher v'nischalo. This is referring to a person, the woman, who was previously a ksheira lekuna, and now she becomes a sura lekuna. Talk about another braisa, a zuhi chalala. What is the definition of a chalala? How does a woman become a chalala? Kol shenolda min hapsulim. She is a child, a girl that is born from a relationship that was usher to be married to the Kohen. So a child born from such a relationship is by definition a chalala. But I give you the answer a little bit. The words now I'm going to say, what do you mean by psulim? My psulim. What exactly do you mean by psulim? Ilema psulim lo. If you're telling me it's any marriage that the woman wasn't allowed to marry the husband, even a Yisrael. So a mamzeris is not allowed to marry Yisrael. So you're telling me that a child that's born from a mamzeris and a Yisrael is going to be a chalala? So hari mach zigrushaso. What about the following case? If you have a man who divorced his wife, and then she got married to somebody else. So a Kohen can never go marry Bimachzi Grushaso. But a Yisrael, who realizes he made a mistake and wants to remarry his wife, is allowed to go marry his wife. He's allowed to be Machzi Grushaso as long as she did not get married to somebody else. So Reuven divorces his wife. And as long as she didn't get married to somebody else, even if she actually had a relationship with somebody else, a physical relationship with somebody else, but it wasn't marriage, so he's allowed to remarry her. That's called a permissible machzi grushaso for Yisrael. But if Reuven divorces his wife, and then she got married to Shimon, and then either Shimon dies or divorces her, then Reuven is never allowed to remarry his wife. That's called an usur machzi grushaso. So if a person inappropriately takes back his wife after she married somebody else, and then got divorced, or she became a widow from him, so in that situation, if the Yisrael goes and remarries his wife when he wasn't allowed to, he certainly wasn't allowed to do this. Nevertheless, any children that they have while they were born, quote, in sin, it was an impermissible marriage, ubanel ksherim, but they're allowed to marry a kohen. They're not halalim. So you can't tell me that any psul relationship results in the halala, because here's a psul relationship. The machzik grushasa, when it wasn't allowed, Yisrael, who wasn't allowed to be machzik grushasa because he got married to somebody else, nevertheless, the children are called toeva, the siv toeva he. It's a terrible thing that they did. That marriage is a toeva. The Torah is very concerned that people would say, oh, I'd like to sleep with your wife, and you'd like to sleep with my wife, so let's divorce each other's wives, and you'll get married to her, because they wouldn't think of Chas V'Shalom going and just having a relationship outside of marriage. They're all tzaddikim. So you divorce your wife, I'll divorce my wife, you'll get married to my wife, I'll get married to your wife, then we'll live with them for a little bit, and then I'll divorce them, you'll divorce mine, and then we'll go back to our original spouses. Wife swapping. So the Torah felt that this is obviously a horrific type of an idea, and therefore the Torah, teleologically explanation, is telling us you can't do this. In any event, if somebody does this, toevi, it's a horrible thing. He toeva, however, the ein banea toavim. In this situation, only she, the man and her, are called somebody who did something that's abominable, but their children don't have any pagam on them that they can't marry a kohen. They're not halola. So obviously, when we say over here, kosher no lodim in psulim, it can't be talking about that. So what is it talking about? So I'm reviewed. The Amora review tells us, it's talking about Ezu Chalola. What's the definition of Chalola? Kol Shenoda Min Psul Kehuna. Like I said before, it's any child that is born from a relationship that the kohen wasn't allowed to marry that woman. And nevertheless, that child is born from that relationship through marriage or not. So that child is a Chalola. So the Gemara says, Nolda In. Lo Nolda Lo. That implies that only if a child is born is that child a Chalola, and the mother is a halola. Implication being, hare almana to a kohen gadol, or grusha or a zona to a regular kohen, and of course to a kohen gadol as well. The nolo, the way they didn't have a child, would call havia halola. But wait a second, they're halolim as soon as they have relations. So it's not only nolda, kol she nolda mimsul kuna, it's even if it was just an inappropriate relationship. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, yeah, hachi kohen, that's what we're saying. Ezo halola, muskeres. What type of halal is specified in the pasuk, which says Isha zonava halala lo sikachu? So what type of a halal is specifically mentioned over there? Shlohil shas hakosher klal. That's a girl that was born as a halala. In other words, she was a product of such a relationship, as opposed to the mother, which is darshined out that she's a halala, but it doesn't say so beferish. And then, therefore, kol shenolda min psul kahuna, that's the halala that the Torah specifies, but it includes as well the mother when she becomes a halala. And that's what the Gemara now says, my muskeres. What do you mean that it was listed in the Torah? Isha zonava halala lo sikachu. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avin, hachi kamar. This is what the Gemara is telling us. This is what Rabba said. Ezohi halala sheikara midivrei Torah. Vein srichel lefarish midivrei sofer. Which is the one that's mentioned in the Torah beferish? Isha zonava halala lo sikachu. The one that's mentioned beferish in the Torah, not the ones that we darshened out, that the Chachamim dash out, midoraisa, but that we darshened out through the psukim that we just went through, kol shenoldim, psulikuna. That one that's beferish mentioned in the Torah is the one that is referred to over here, the nolda min a psul kahuna. So that's why it uses these slightly different terminologies, but all of them are in fact halalim from this impermissible relationship with a kohen. Whether they were children or not, the woman becomes a halala, but the ones that are specified in the Torah specifically are those children of such a psul relationship with a kohen. Another raisa, Tanu Rabbanon, almana, almana, almana. There's a possibility when a kohen, when kohen gadol, would have a relationship with an almana, in ochay vel achas, even though it has this aspect of three almanas to it, which the Gemara will explain in a moment. Rashi tells us over here, bo al almana sheyesh bo shalosh shemos shel almanas. We'll see. Rashi jumps ahead and tells us, the Gemara is going to tell us, this is a woman who was a widow from three men. So this woman married Reuven, and then Reuven died. Then she married Shimon, and Shimon died. Then she married Levi, and Levi died. So she's an almana three times over. So if a kohen gadol were to marry or have relations with her, it would only be chayev one time, not three times, even though she has three different almana statuses from three different men, but it's still one person, and therefore, eno chayv ela achas. That's what the Gemara will eventually say. Right now, we don't understand that yet. We're still in the beginning of the Braisa, but that's what the Gemara is going to explain. Similarly, with the Grusha, she was divorced with three men, eno chayv ela achas. She'll only be chayv one time if she would have a relationship with a kohen. Likewise, the pasuk tells us, almana ugrusha v'chalala zonah es eila lo yikach. So it has to be bisman shein beseda. First, she was an almana. then she became a grusha, then she became a halola, and then she became a zona. In that situation, bisman shem kiseder, when the order of those psulim occurred to her in that order, first amona, then grusha, then halola, then zona, so then the kohen gadol had relations with her, would be chayav four times malchus for these four separate isurim. However, if it wasn't in that order, then he would only be chayav once, and the Gemara will explain that as well. And that's what the Brisa continues. If she was Zinsa first, she was a Zona first, then this Chala, then she became a Chala, then this Kasha, then she became a Grusha, and then this Amma, and only afterwards she became an Amana. So when it's in the reverse order of the Psukim, so then Enochai Velachas, the Kohen Gadol that had relations with it, only get one set of Malkus. And again, as I said, the more will explain why. Okay, that's the Brisa. Now we go back and discuss the first part of the Brisa. Amamar, what's the case of Almana, 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 Enochai Velachas? It's only Chayv one time if the Kohen Gadol would be having relations with an Almana. But it calls it almana, almana, almana. Why would he only be chayv once? So what are the possibilities? Hay almana hechidami. What type of almana are we talking about? Has the shame of three almanas tour. Ilema, if you're telling me, shabor al almanas Ruvain, and then the almana Shimon, and then the almanas Levi, the man had relations with three different almanas. The almana of Ruvain, the almana of Shimon, and the almana of Levi. So then am I eno chayv alachas? Then why would he only be chayv one time? Each one is a separate action. Each one would be separately chayv for. He would be chayv three sets of malchus. And we turn to Ayin Zayin on the base. Hare gufin muchlokim. It's three separate women over here. It's the almana of Ruvain, Amon of Shimon, Amon of Levi. So Hari Shemos Muchokim. It's three separate women with three shepherds, Samos, so to say. So each of them is an Isser of a Kohen Gadol having relations with an Amona. So therefore, he would be Chayav three times. So that can't be what it's talking about. Ella, what's it talking about? Ella Shabal Amona Achas Sholosh Bios. He had relations with one Amona, just Reuven's Amona, but he had it three separate times, and he was warned in between each time. So then, Hechidam, what are we talking about? Either Lo Isser Beif, they didn't give him any warning. So the Pshita didn't Chayav Alachas. This is like anybody. He ate Chaylev. He ate three Kizesim Chaylev, but he didn't know it was Chaylev. So then he's only chayv one time. So if he had relations with this woman three times, didn't know she's an amana, or didn't know that it's also for a kohen gadol to have relations with an amana, so then of course he'd only be chayv one time, one set of a chatos or a malchus if it was intentional. Pshita, then chayv alachas. However, if you're telling me elo di isrubei akol chada v'chada, what you warned him? Hey, don't have relations with. He had relations with. Hey, don't have relations with. He had relations with. Hey, don't have relations with. He had relations with. So it's three separate incidents. So then. Am I in a chayv alachas? Then why would you only think that he would be chayv one time? He should be chayv three times malchus. As we learned in the Mishnah in Nazir, what nan? Nazir shay yashav se yayin kol hayom kulo. If a Nazir is drinking wine all day long, but he was warned only one time, don't drink the wine, and he drank it all day long. He ate drank many revises of wine. So in a chayv alachas, he's only going to be chayv one time because he only got hasra one time. But if he drank, he was about to drink wine, they told him, hey, don't drink that. Armalo al tish that. And then he drank it again. And then he's going to drink another. And they say, hey, don't drink it. And they tell him, al tishta. And he drank it again. Who shows it? Each time. So then chayv al kalachas v'achas. Every time that they warned him, he would be chayv if he drinks it right after that. So again, the case can't be that he had relations with a single amona three separate times. Because if there was a warning, then he'd be chayv three times. So that can't be it either. Ella, the more expected explanation that I brought down from Rashi before. Lo tzricha, we're dealing over here. Shabbat almanas Ruvain, shahaisa almanas Shimon, shahaisa almanas Levi. First, this lady was married to Levi. Okay? And then Levi died. Then she got married to Shimon. And Shimon died. Then she got married to Ruvain. And then Ruvain died. So in this situation, where she has been married to three separate men, so she's an almana three times over, but it's the same woman. So I might have thought, Ma'o detema hari shemos muchokim. Since she's Ruvain's almana, she's Shimon's almana, she's Levi's almana, she has three separate names attached to her almanas, so you might have thought that the Kohen Gadol who has relations with should be chayiv three times over here because she has three separate names. The Almana of Reuven, the Almana of Shimon, the Almana of Levi. So Kamash Balan, Gufi Muchlokim Be'inon Galeka. No, the only time that would be is if he actually had relations with three different women. The Almana of Reuven, the Almana of Shimon, the Almana of Levi, three different women. But if it's all the same woman who happens to be the Almana of all three of them, so in that situation, then only one Chiv, only one Malkus, and that's how we understand the Bryson. Then the Brisa said you had to do it in the right order. Almana, Ugrusha, the Chalola Zona. The first woman, first she became an Almana. And only afterwards, if she was an Almana, she married somebody and then she was a divorcee. And only afterwards did she have a relation with a coin that made her into a Psul that of a Chalola. And only afterwards did she become a Zona. In that situation, there would be four Isurim if a coin Gadol had relations with her. Because you'd have a separate Issa for Almana, separate Issa for Grusha, separate Issa for Chalola, separate Issa for Zona. But the other way around, if she was a Zona and then a Chalola, then a Grusha, and then Almana, then she would only get one set of Malkis. So, the Gemara suggests, Hai Tana, Mike Sova, what did the Tana hold that it makes a difference in the order that it was? Ik Sova, Issa Chalal Issa, if you're telling me that when you already have one status of Issa, you could have another Issa status passed on to it, added on to it, so then, if Chanan, Tami, then what difference does it make whether she was first an Amana, then a Grusha, then a Chalala, then a Zona, or she was first a Zona, then a Chalala, then a Grusha, and Amana? If you can add an Isser on top of an already pre-existing Isser, so then, if Chanami, it should work whichever way the order was. If you hold, if you say no, once something is Aser, so then that's it, it's Aser. You can't make it more Aser, so to say. So then, then it shouldn't make any difference what the order is, should only be Chayv one time. So that's the Gemara's question. Why should this Tana and this Braisa make a distinction as to the order over here? It should either be both times you Chayv four, or both times you only Chayv one, regardless of the order. So Gemara gives several tirutz. The first one is from Rava. Amar Rava, Haitana Isu Chalal Isu Lesle. This Tana doesn't agree you can have an Isser Chal on an Isser. He says, no, you can't. Once you have the first Isser and it's Aser, so then another Isser can't go on it if it's the same thing. However, that's Isser Chal al Isser, but there's something else called Isser Mosif. And this Tana holds Isser Mosif Isle. You can add on. What do we mean by add on? More people are now going to be forbidden to marry this lady. So since it adds on to those additional people, you'll see what I mean in a second, it adds on to the original guy as well. So for example, the Almana is originally Asur L'Kohen Gadol. That's the only person in the world the Almana can't marry. That's not a relative of hers. So the Almana cannot go and marry a Kohen Gadol. Fine. So for him, this woman is Asa for the rest of the world. All the Kohanim in the world, they're allowed to marry an Almana. V'shayi L'Kohen Hedjot. She can go marry a Kohen Hedjot. But then she goes and marries a regular Yisrael or a Kohen. Doesn't make any difference. And he divorces her. Now she has the status of being an Amana from her first husband, but now she's a Grusha from her second husband. So, Havila Grusha. So now this Grusha is added on the Isser of Grusha. Not only can she not marry a Kohen Gadol for the fact that she's an Amana, but the fact that she's a Grusha now adds on all the other Kohanim in the world. Migu, the Itosif lo Yisur, Legabe Kohen Hedjot, Itosif lo Yisur, Legabe Kohen Gadol. So since now her status is now forbidden to all the other Kohanim in the world, so since additional people are now included in her Isser, so too the Kohen Gadol is also given this additional second Isser. In addition to not being able to marry her because she's an Amana, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her also because she's a Grusha. So therefore, it's an Isser Mosif. It added on to additional people. So it also adds on. It's not an Isser Chalal Isser, but it's an Isser Mosif. Since additional people are added on over here, so it also adds on to the Kohen Gadol. Now, Vadayin Shaila Melech B'Truma. But if this woman was a Bas Kohen herself, so she didn't do anything wrong. She was Nebuch widowed. Nebuch, she was divorced. So she didn't do anything wrong. If she has no children, so then she's allowed to go back to her father's house and eat truma. So this woman who's an Almana and she's a Grusha is perfectly permissible to go and eat truma still. But now what happens, she goes and has a relationship with a Kohen. So now she becomes a Chalala as well. So Havila Chalala. Now Chalala cannot go back to her father's house and eat truma. So Migu, the Tosef, Yisur, Lemechal, Bitruma, since she no longer has the capability of eating truma in her father's house, so therefore, since that Issa was added on, it's an Issa Mosif, Yitosef, Yisura, Ligabe, Kohen Gadol. So now it can also be added on to the Kohen Gadol as well. Okay, great. That worked for the Almana, the Grusha, and the Chalala. But Azona, so how does that add on? El Azona, my Issa Mosif, Isba, what additional person is not allowed to marry the Zona? So only a Kohen is also to marry Zona. A regular person is allowed to marry Zona. So who else is going to be added on over here? We've already excluded all the Kohanim in the world. So Amar Rav Chana bar Rav Ketina. So Rav Chana, who's the son of Rav Ketina, tells us, no, there is somebody who else is also over here. The husband. So ho, v'shem znus posel b'Yisrael. If this woman committed an adulterous relationship, so now she's also to her husband. So since she's now also to her husband, it can be Mosif onto this Kohen Gadol as well. So therefore, if you do it in this order and you hold like the opinion that even though Isser is not Chal al Isser, but Isser Mosif is Chal, so then we have the case where you have to have it in that specific order. But if it's the other way around, she's a Zona, she's already also to everybody, including her husband, so then you're not adding on all of these people to the Kohen Gadol. Okay. Now, Tani Tano Kameh de Rav Sheshes, the following Amora was learning Brises in front of Rav Sheshes, and he learned the following. It says, Kol Shu B'Yikach, anybody who's included in the din of the Kohen Gadol, Ki Imsula Me'amov, Yikach Isha, so anybody's included in that din of Yikach, so Harei Hu below Yikach, is also included in Amuno Ugusha V'Chalala Zona Esela Lo Yikach. So therefore, the two go hand in hand. It's only somebody who is potentially capable of being married to him. So then, if you have the status of being an Amana, a Grusha, Chalala, Zona, then you can't get married. But it had to be somebody you could marry in the first place who then had Amana, Grusha, Chalala, and Zona status. somebody that's not, however, able to be married to him in the first place, for example, his sister, Kol She'eino B'Yikach, he wasn't allowed to marry his sister L'chatchila, even though she's a Pnuya. So then, if she becomes an Almana, Grusha, Chalol, Azona, and then he has relations with her, so then it would not be an Issa Moseth, Eino, below Yikach. So, for example, this would exclude, as I just said, Prat L'Kohen Gadol, Shebo Alachoso Almana, the Kohen Gadol, who Rachmanu Litzlan had an illicit relationship with his sister, who happened to be an Almana, so he'd only be chayev for having relations with his sister, wouldn't be chayev for the fact that she was an Almana. So that is what this Amora learned this Bryce in front of Rishashis. Rishashis tells him, Omalei, Dama Lochmani, who is telling you this? Is this you're telling me this Brysa is Rabbi Shimoni? This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Domar ain Isser Chalal Isser. He's the famous sheet that it says that an Isser can't be Chalal an Isser. So this was already his sister, and therefore the additional Isser of Almana can't be Chal on top of that. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ha'ochel Nadeh Lebi Yomakipur in Potter. Where do we see that Rabbi Shimon holds that ain Isser Chalal Isser? From the following Brysa, where it tells us that if a person eats Nevela meat on Yom Kippur, so he's Potter for eating on Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Nevela meat was already awesome to him. So when he eats it on Yom Kippur, so the Isser of Yom Kippur, the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur, can't take effect on this food because it already was Usser as the Vela meat. That is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, this Brisa only can be in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says, ain't Isser Chalal Isser. And therefore, she was already Usser as his sister. So therefore, the fact that she's also an Amana can't be added onto the Kohen Gadol. Because if you hold it to the Rabbanon who say that Isser is Chalal Isser, so then, Ha'amr Isser Chalal Isser, so then why wouldn't the Kohen Gadol be chayiv twice? Once for having relations with his sister, who happens to be an Amana, so she should be chayiv twice. Once for the Isser of his sister, and once for the Isser being an Amana. So therefore, Rav Sheish says, it must be that you're telling me that this Brisa can only be in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says, ain't Isser Chalal Isser, and that's why you're going to only be chayiv one time for the sister Isser and not for the Amana Isser as well, as opposed to the Chacham, who say you'd be chayiv twice. So the Gemara says, no, lav davka, Rav Sheshes isn't 100% correct, because afilu tamer Rabban, you could even say that this is like the opinion of the Rabbanon who hold that Isser is Chalal Isser. Why doesn't it take effect over here? Because when do the Rabbanan say that Isser is Chalal Isser? Kiyami Rabbanan Isser Chalal Isser. That's only when we say Hani Mili Isser Chomor Al Isser Kal. That's when the second one is a more stringent Isser. So if she was going to have the more stringent Isser being added on to a less stringent Isser, then Isser Chalal Isser. But here, the more stringent Isser is Achoso. That's a Chiv Kares, whereas Kohen Gadol marrying an Almana is, quote, only a lav. So therefore, here, Aval Isser Kal, the Almana Isser, to add on to the more Chomer Isser, Vachoso, Al Isser Chomer, Lo Choyel. Even the Chacham say in that situation, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So therefore, Rav Sheshes is incorrect to say that this Brisa could only be in accord with Rav Shimon. It could, in fact, be in accord with the Chachamim who say Isser is Chalal and Isser, but only when the Isser is more Chomer can it be Chal on the previous Isser that is lighter. But not in our scenario, when the Isser is more Kal, Gerusha is more Kal, and it can't be added on to the previously existing Isser of sister. That's the first version of this. Iku the Amre, a second version of this, is that the author of the Brice is who? Rav Sheshes said to the Amora who learned the Brice in front of him, Homani, he says it's the Rabbanan who hold. Rabbanan he, the Amre, Isser Chalal Isser. It in fact goes in accordance with the opinion of the Chachamim. And when do they say this? Ki Amre Rabbanan, Isser Chalal Isser is only Hani Mili, Isser Chomer al Isser Kal. Aval Isser Kal al Isser Chomer lo choyel. The answer that we just gave a moment ago, we're now saying that that's L'chachila, the way that Rav Sheshes said you have to learn this Brice. Because it's not Chal in this situation because the Isser Kal of Almana isn't added on to the Isser Chomer of Achoso. So therefore, in this situation, that's why the Isser is not Chal Alisser. However, if you tell me it's Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon, who says, in fact, that Hashta Isser Chomer al Isser Kal lo Chayel, he says it's an Isser Chomer is not Chal on an Isser Kal. So certainly, Isser Kal al Isser Chomer, me boy, would you have to tell me that? So if you're telling me that this is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, what's the Hava mean to say that it should have been good? And therefore, the proper understanding is to say that this is only according to the Chachamim, not according to Rav Shimon. And here again, the Gemara rejects Rabbi Sheshes' teretz to this Talmud. And he says, no, because you might have thought that in general that's true. But here, Ma'al D'Tema, Isser Kahuna, Shiny, because this Isser Kal might be able to be Chal on the Isser Chomer because it's dealing with a Kohen. And since Kohanim have so many stringencies, you might say that even though it's a lav only, but it's a lav related to Kahuna, and maybe it should be Chal, albeit on an Isser Chomer, but since it's an Isser related to Kahuna, it should be Chal even on an Isser Chomer. So therefore, Kamash Rulan, so the Chiddush is in this situation that it's not. Okay. Amalei Rav Papa Abaye. Rav Papa asked Abaye the following shayla: Yisrael habal achoso. If in fact Yisrael has relations with his sister Rachmana Litzlan, zona mashvela. He makes her into a zona. So she halachically is a zona, and she's not allowed to go and marry a kohen now. However, chalala mashvela or lo mashvela. Does he also make her into a chalala or not? Now, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be if there would be relations with her, and she's both a zona and a chalala, so then there'd be a malchus twice prohibition, and not only one time. So, in this situation, what's the halacha? Me, Amrina, do we say, kal v'chomer, that mechayvi lavin havi chalala, so certainly mechayvi krisis l'koshekein, if just a prohibited relationship, like a kohen to a grusha, which is a lav, makes her into a chalala, so then certainly, if it's an Isser Chomer, like Achosa, which is an Isser of Kares, certainly that should make you into a Chalola. Or do we say no? Odilma, maybe not. Ain't Chalola Elam Isser Kahuna. The only time you become a Chalola is from an Isser of Kahuna. And in this situation, it wasn't an Isser Kahuna. So the Yisrael that was Baal Achoso, it was a horrible, terrible thing that he did, a Chi of Kares, but it's nothing to do with Kohanim, and therefore, a zona he makes her into, but a chalala he does not. And therefore, the nafkamina would be, would if a kohen then would have relations, would he get one or two sets of malchus? So Amalei, Rav Papa, is answered by Abaye in the following way. Now, we have the word isser in parentheses, doesn't make a difference. Ein chalala, the isser of chalala, is not chal, ela mi isser kuhuna bovai. It only comes about as a prohibited relationship with a kohen. So even though it's a terrible thing that the man had relations with his sister, so it makes her into a zona, but it doesn't make her into a chalala. Because as we said, the only time you become a chalal or a chalala is if your parents were involved in an issa of a kohen. So a kohen marrying a grusha, so the children are chalala or chalal. Okay. And I'll show you why that's so. Because Amar Rava, Rava says, where do we know that this din, you only become a chalala or a chalala when the parents had a prohibition related to being a kohen? So that's based upon the following brisa, the Tanya. It says, lo yomar gerusha b'kohen gadol. Why does it tell me that a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry a grusha? A kohen hedge is not allowed to marry a grusha, so of course a kohen gadol can't marry a grusha. We should just learn it out. Just like a kohen hedge is not allowed to marry a grusha, so Allah has kam v'kama, a kohen gadol can't marry a grusha. So we say, we should normally say that if you're forbidden to marry a kohen hedjod, of course you're forbidden to marry the kohen gadol. So Loma Nebers, why did it have to repeat it and tell us that a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an amona, grusha, chala, zona, esela, lo yikach? Why does it have to tell us that? Why did it have to repeat it? So the Gemara says, "Kishem shechaluka gerusha mizona v'chalala b'kohen hedjot." Just like there is a separate prohibition for each one of these isurim, if a kohen were to marry a regular kohen hedjot, whatever relation with a grusha, a zona, or a chalala, so too in a kohen gadol, you needed a separate pasuk to tell us kachaluka b'kohen gadol that it's a separate isur for each one. The Gemara says, "Pshita." Migragara, why would we think that because he's a kohen gadol, he lost, so to say, his status of not being allowed to marry or have a relationship with a grusha? Why would we think that? Someone says, you're right. Ella, kishem shechaluka grusha mizona v'chalala b'kohen hedjot. It's to teach us that just like there's a difference between being a grusha, a zona, and a chalala in regards to the kohen hedjot, that each one is a separate lav, so kach almana chaluka migrusha v'chalala zona b'kohen gadol. It's to teach us that an almana also is a separate category for a kohen gadol. And therefore, the Gemara explains, that's why it had to tell it to us a second time. Now, chalala, Norman Emra, why did it have to tell us chalala a second time? And chalala, elam yisukuna. Oh, that teaching us again by the chalala is to teach us that chalala only comes from an issa kahuna because it's listed twice. So one time is to teach us the basic din, that it's a separate isser, and then it's to teach us the second time when it's mentioned by a kohen gadol to teach us en chalala, elam yisukuna. That's what we learn it out from. Why did it have to repeat Zona? Zona Loma Nemra. Why is that repeated the second time? Because Nemra Kan Zona V'Nemel Alan Zona. Because it taught us by Kohen Gavu Zona and it teaches by Regi Kohen Hedro Zona to teach us Ma Kan Zaro Chulin Af Lahalan Zaro Chulin. This is to teach us in both situations the din is the same. Children will become Chalolim in both of these scenarios. That's why it had to repeat each of them for each of these. Gemara continues, says, Amar Ravashi, Hilkach, Kohen HaBal HaChoso, and we turn to Ayin Ches Omud Aleph, Kohen, who has relations with his sister who's not married. That's what Rashi says, that she's a Pnuya, so Zona Mashvela, Chalala Lo Mashvela. He turns her into a Zona by this relationship, but a Chalala he doesn't make her. Chazer, a Baal Aleph, but if then another Kohen, or he himself would have relations with her a second time, now the second time, I saw Chalala as well. first one wasn't an Isser of Kahuna, but now that she's a Zona, so the second one now is an Isser of Kahuna, so now that second relations with her either by himself, Rachman al-Lisan, or by another Kohen, that would make her now into a Chalbala. This is a good break point. B'ezras Hashem, our learning should be a wonderful zechus for all of Klal Yisrael. Everybody in Eretz Yisrael, all Jews around the world, should be saved from all the horrific atrocities that have been committed against us. And Rachmana Lislan, there should be no more such atrocities committed against the Jewish people anywhere in the world. Hashem Yishmerenu.